Well, good morning. Here we are again. Are you ready to start off a new week? Another week of doing daily devotions, and I trust that you had a good weekend, a good Lord's Day yesterday. We sent out our last video Saturday morning, and so we pray that you had a good day in the Lord's house, and we are thankful for those times when we can come together and worship the Lord and learn from His Word. And there's a lot of things going on in my own life, just a lot of ministry things, and really was feeling a little overwhelmed yesterday, and just to go into God's house and to worship with God's people. And we had a busy day yesterday with regular services and then nursing home services. But it was a good day just to sing praises to the Lord and to be with God's people. So here we are. We are beginning week number three, kind of. And so we're glad to be able to do these devotions with you every morning. And we are encouraged by those of you who are watching and listening. And we pray that they will continue to be a blessing to you. So today I'm going to read to you Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. And that says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust." So today I'm going to share with you those verses. Those verses are from the text that I'll be using in the funeral that I'll be preaching today. You know, we find comfort in the scripture, and the family of the deceased that I'll be performing the funeral for today told me that the deceased read this passage every day. The reason the deceased read this passage every day is because she was prone to worry. And when she read this psalm, she found comfort. And first of all, let me just say this. You know, what a blessing to know that your family member found comfort in reading the scripture. When someone passes away, you might hear many things about them. You might hear of their works, what kind of person they were, who their friends were, and all those kind of things. But to know that this person found comfort in the scripture, that's always a blessing. Just like it was for me to know that my dad's two favorite songs that he wanted to sing at his funeral were "Jesus Is All the World to Me," and then "Beulah Land." And so, you know, there's things like that that can bring comfort to us. And so I know this family is comforted as they think about the fact that this loved one read this passage every day and found comfort. So today in our devotion, that's what we're going to do. We're going to find comfort. And so when we think about this, we know that because the Lord is our refuge and our fortress, we can find comfort. And that's the great thing about the passages of Scripture. The great thing about Scripture is Scripture is full of comfort for us. And so how do we find comfort? Well, we find comfort, first of all, because it says, "My Lord." He says, "I will say of the Lord." You know, when we think about that word Lord, that word Lord is Jehovah. That's the self-existent one. Without going into a lot of detail about self-existent, he's self-sufficient. He doesn't need anyone else to exist. He draws strength from no one. So he is Jehovah. And so we find comfort because of who he is. Also, we know because it is the Lord Jehovah that this is the covenant keeping God, the one that promised to Israel that they would be his people, the one that promised Israel of the future kingdom to come. All of those promises that God made to Israel, the covenant keeping God, and then we go and look in the Old Testament and see how often God was faithful to his covenants. And so that does bring great comfort to us also. We know the one who keeps Israel neither slumbers and never sleeps. And so we can be comforted today and find peace because we know who God is. What do we know of God? We can think about his attributes. We know that he's powerful. We know that he's immutable, which means he does not change. If he would change, or if he could change, he would not be perfect. So we know he's immutable. We know he's holy, righteous, sovereign, full of love. He's merciful. And so knowing who God is brings us comfort. Also, we can think about that he is my refuge and my fortress. Refuge means protection, and so we can be thankful that the Lord is our protection, and he also is our fortress. The fortress means a castle. So here's what we just briefly mentioned this. No matter what type of affliction that we might face in life, we can find protection in the Lord. And what a blessing that is. What a comfort that is, that we can find protection in the Lord. Then he is my God. That text says, let me read it again. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. You know, we may know that there is a God, but he's my God, my personal God. He may be your God, which is good, but he's my God. He may be many other people's God, but he's my God. And what a blessing to know. I can be comforted because I know I have a God. It's my God, the God. This word God is the word Elohim, which means the creator God. And the God who spoke this world into existence is my God. And we could think about that. There's a lot of things we could mention there. But of course, this short devotional, we can't get into too much. But the supreme God, it is Elohim who said, let us make man in our own image. So we can find out and we can find comfort because we know that God is my God. Again, he may be the God of many others, but he is my God. And in that God will I trust. Because I understand who he is, I will trust him. I will find confidence in him. I will be confident and I will be sure because I know who he is and the promises that he has made to me. So we begin our week this week looking at God, finding comfort in his scripture, and knowing that he is our refuge and our strength. What a way to begin the week. And so let's pray. Today, Lord, we begin our week seeking you. You are God. You love us. We are your people and the people of your pasture. And so we thank you for being the good shepherd who is looking over our lives and guiding our lives and protecting us and sustaining us and leading us beside the still waters. And we're coming to you because we know that in you we can find rest for our souls. And so as we begin our week, Lord, we just pray that you'll help us to keep our mind focused on you. We thank you for who you are, that you are our God. And we thank you that no matter what we face this week, that we can find refuge in you. We thank you that you protect us from all attacks of the enemy because you are our strong tower. Help us this week to trust in you. Help us to believe in you. Help us to know that we can be confident in you because of who you are. As the song says, Lord, we know we need you every hour, most precious Lord. And so as we begin our weeks, we pray that we can find confidence in your word. Help us to seek you in our word and in your word. Help us to find your word to fill our need. Be with your people this week, we pray, and just protect them and be with them. Give them shelter and give them peace, we pray. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark Campbell saying goodbye.